We can't blame, none of us, the narcissist. We can't blame the gaslighter. We can't blame the catfish. We can't blame the government. We can't blame our neighbor. We can't blame our spouse. We can't blame anybody but ourselves, because we wanted to believe the lies. Garden of Eden, I told you. And every story's happening now. What happened in the Garden of Eden? They believed a lie. Is the devil going to change his tactics? No. You won't, you know, I promise you. The unseen realm, the fallen angels, the archons is what it talks. That's the same in Ephesians 6. If you're not educated on this, the words principalities and powers and rulers of darkness goes back to the archons and the cosmocrators. Those are the unseen forces that are playing a game with us. And they see you getting free. You're getting free. God's saying, have you considered my servant Richard? Have you considered my servant Pearl? Have you considered my servant John? Have you considered my servant Teresa or whatever their name is? Have you considered them? And the devil says, what are you talking about? Job lost everything, his family, his kids, his property. And his wife said, curse God and die. And he said, no. And David said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. So there's times when the heart is so hard that God has to use calamity to break hearts. Think about that. You think God cares about Kleidoland? Clay and water. You think he cares about a clay vessel? He can speak that into existence in 2 seconds. He cares about the heart, so he'll use the pain of life to get your heart right. And if some kind of trap, let's say it's some kind of trap, and like I say, you can't blame somebody else. They might have been used by the devil, and they might have been a pawn of the devil, but it was really you. You can't blame somebody else for the lies that you wanted to believe. Yeah, but she's so pretty. She's so nice. What's the Bible say? I'm going to jump into this. What's the Bible say? Samson. Look what happened to Samson. One of the strong, I guess the strongest man to ever live. Strongest man to ever live. Got fooled by a 90-pound Delilah. Samson got brought down by a little 90-pound Delilah. David got dropped down by, what's her name, Bathsheba. Ahab got dropped down by Jezebel. You look at Elijah, he didn't get dropped down. He told the truth. He is out there in the woods by himself, probably living. He wasn't trying to compromise with the system. What happens when you try to compromise with the system? What happens when you try to compromise with the truth? What happens when you try to compromise with your emotions? What happens when you try to compromise with the delusion, the fake reality? What happens when you compromise and you get your eyes off the prize? If God has called you to do something, what happens when you compromise and you say, well, I think I'll do this? Hello? That Jolly Green John or whatever story that is, I don't even remember where that story came from. The little people were putting strings around him while he went to sleep, and he just break the strings. And they figured out, well, if we put a bunch of strings, he can't break them. It's like the Pinocchio, no strings on me, right? And so when you step over and say, look, I'm strong, I can do it. In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit leads right then. In the New Testament, you're sealed. You might grieve the Holy Spirit. You're not listening to the Holy Spirit. You're sealed until the day of redemption. You can't lose your salvation. That people think you can. They don't know their Bible. You know, they don't know the truth. Maybe they never got saved. You can't lose your salvation if you're His. He's going to scourge every son. Why would God scourge every son He receives? Why would He give you a spanking? Because you stepped over across the line. You missed the mark. You crossed over the line of demarcation that you shouldn't have. And that's why it hurts. That's why it burns. That's why it's hard to give up that smoke, that drink, that drug, that person, that thing, that habit, that sugar, that Coca-Cola, that cheeseburger. They used to get mad at me when I had all them subscribers. Quit eating cheeseburgers. And I thought they were crazy, but they were right. They were right. I was wrong. It was hard. It's hard. But as soon as I made that decision, hey, I've been believing a lie. Hey, the medical system lied to me. Oh, I was gaslighting myself. The medical system was catfishing me. The AI's catfishing me. The government's catfishing me. And they're catfishing. And you might say, well, why would they do that? Because they're catfishing themselves. There's a lot of people that want to believe lies, and they want you to believe the lie with them. And when you don't, and you say, I'm stepping out of that, I'm done. I'm not believing that lie anymore. I want freedom. I don't want to believe the lie. I don't want to catfish myself. Because you really can't blame anybody else. Yeah, they might be catfishing themselves, and they might be over there crying, poor pitiful me, and save me, and help me, and fix me, and yeah. But they want you to, they're actually, instead of them running to God, they're running to a person to fix them, to save them. So that, what is that? They're gaslighting themselves. They're actually catfishing themselves with a fake reality. The fake reality bubble that never existed is just a catfish. I left the past behind. I mean, I cut everybody off. And it is one at a time. It was one at a time, one person at a time. I mean, I left the whole thing behind. Because when I was talking to people, they would say stuff that just wasn't real. And God was moving me into real, which I was already had a heart towards the truth. That was my number one goal in my whole life. I want the truth. That's why when I was reading Proverbs as a child, I didn't know what I was reading, but I wanted to know the truth. Because around me was so much chaos, I wanted peace. I wanted truth. I want to know what's going on. These people don't know what they're doing. They're just running around like a chicken with their head cut off. And so we were gaslighting ourselves. We were catfishing ourselves when we wanted to believe the lie. And so Genesis, the overarching pattern, archetype, pattern, whatever you want to call it, is what? The devil fed them a lie. The devil fed them a fake reality. Scarlet Witch tried to feed. Look what happened when Scarlet Witch and Doctor Strange went over there and was talking to Scarlet Witch. And she got mad. He was sitting there and she had this nice environment, right? Fruit trees and an orchard and all that. And he said something that upset her. she got mad and she snapped her finger and everything went dark, like Halloween. And look what happened to Doctor Strange. Okay, now think about Doctor Strange for a minute. Think about Doctor Strange. When she did that, he wasn't shocked. He wasn't amazed. He wasn't thrown back like we would have been. We would have been scared. We just said, why did you do that to me? Doctor Strange just said, okay, that was a good trick. That was a good trick. That was a good trick. And you might say, what are you saying? The god of this system is the devil. When you start to peel the onion layers off, oh, that was a lie. That's a lie. That's a lie. She didn't love me. They didn't love me. They only wanted me around for money. They wanted me. I had a coworker tell me one time, she said, I listened to her. Somebody called her. Family member called her. It's been over a year. Instead of saying, hey, how you doing? What's going on with you? They were asking for money. And she got mad. She said, you only call when you want something. You don't call because you care. You only call when you want something. She woke up that even though that was a family member, that family member was not about her. It was about self. And so when you wake up, see, Doctor Strange didn't have to wake up because he knew the character of Scarlet Witch. And so when you really know the character of this place and how many hard hearts are all around you, you don't have to be shocked when the veil is revealed, when the veil is dropped and the truth is revealed. All you got to do is quit eating the lie that you believed, and it might take 21 days, it might take more, but you've got to, for 21 days, you got to put this piece of paper on this wall or this mirror or this steering wheel, and every time you look at it, say, it was a lie, it was a lie, and tell yourself 21 days it was fake reality. And you go back to, we all believed the lie, you know, we grew up, oh, the American pie, the American dream, American pride. The devil fell because of pride, right? We were all thrown into the fake reality. We were born into the matrix, the matrix. It's a trick. And so the way to overcome this is to understand that when you were born in this place, you thought, oh, everybody's good. No. Man born of woman's full of trouble as the sparks fly upward, but in sin did my mother conceive me. So everybody is born in sin, but you wanted to believe that everybody was good when everybody's really bad. Their feet stink if they don't take a shower. Let God be true and every man a liar. Everybody is bad. Everybody is evil. Everybody believed the lie. Everybody's gaslighted themselves and wants you to believe the lie with them. So don't be mad at the gaslighter. Don't be bitter. Don't get unforgiveness. Don't get a hard heart. Whew. Lord, if somebody out there has a hard heart or bitterness or unforgiveness, please open their heart, open their mind, help them to see that they did it to themselves. Instead of looking to Jesus, looking to God, looking to the Bible, looking to the truth, they believe some lie, that man-made lie, whether it was a man or a woman or a system or a AI program. They see there. This is the reason I'm seeing so many data points, how it's all obvious. They're making the metaverse look like your savior. They're making the AI look like your savior. They're making your job look like your savior, your government look like your savior. They're making your, they want you to, you know, let's say you married the wrong one. You're this. I'm trying to say it the right way. There's this thing where, yeah, we should love people. Yeah, people are, God loves people. God went to the cross for people. And people can be great. People can help you. They can pull you up out of the miry clay. And usually when you're down at your lowest, somebody shows up that you never even expected and pulls you up. And it might even be an unsaved person. It might be somebody you didn't expect. And they help you. That actually happened to me one time. Something happened. I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was banking or something happened. Car trouble or something. And I had somebody. It was a housekeeper. And she said, I don't know what I'm going to do. And she had a cup of change or something. It might have been $5-6. I said, thank you. That'll get me by till tomorrow, you know. Really? And after that, I would help that woman. I mean, I would have done anything for her. You know, I got back up on my feet. And it didn't don't take me long to get back up because I don't mind eating beans and rice and fasting and working 2-3 jobs. I don't care. It don't take me long to get back up by the grace of God. But I'd have drove her across town. I'd have bought her lunch and whatever just because that one deed I remembered, you know. Back to what I was going to say. Yeah, marriage should be a team where you're helping each other. But that person could die. That person could let you down. That person could have faults. That person could get hooked on pain pills or something. That person could have a spiritual experience and it takes them 5 years to break out of it. Might be 7 years, maybe 10 years. They could have an emotional breakdown. I mean, really. I mean, if it's fighting and arguing, I mean, you don't want a home that's giving you a hard heart. You want a home that's fixing your hard heart and a home that people understand, hey, each person has a reptilian nature. And when the other person goes crazy, one of them has to be stable. While the other one's upset, one of them's got to be stable. Say, hey, well, you might be in the reptilian mode, the monkey mode, the beast mode, or the flesh mode. Monkey mode, flesh mode, beast mode, reptilian mode. Well, the flesh, the old Adam, the old Eve. Hey, I'm going to give you some space because you might just need a little bit of space. I'll be here when you need me. Because everybody's going to fall into that. And you better marry somebody that you can put up. To be honest with you, you better marry somebody that you can put up with that. Because it ain't pretty. When somebody goes into that old creature, that creature mode, it ain't pretty. And it's best to get out and run. Not run, you know, but if you start to, you can see it in their body language when they get ready to get mad, you know. So if they start to lose it, if you really care about them, you don't want them to go into the reptilian mode, right? And if they don't understand that, you better not marry them because every person has a dual nature and you can lose it. Anybody can lose it at any moment. And the best thing to do is set boundaries for yourself. And if you know that about somebody, don't say certain, set boundaries with them. It's the only way, people. trying to be wise down here.
Well, not really.
You gotta be wise down here. I'm at the restaurant. Gotta cut it off right now.